KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
For the first time, and if you didn't really pay attention, it almost looked like you were watching the end of Apollo 13. That's how special it was. We're going to talk a lot of space tonight because it is a historic night. Craig Sumner is with us. He's a retired NASA aerospace engineer and a featured emeritus docent at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Craig, welcome to America at Night.
Good evening, McGraw.
Well, what are your thoughts as you watch this historic video?
You know, it takes me back over 53 years ago when we watched Apollo 17 make its final splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. And here again, we've got a national event, an international event taking place where it seems like we all came together in solidarity to really share in the joys and the success and the safe return of our astronauts. So it's just awesome.
Yeah, there does seem to be over the last 10 days, even with all of the news going on around the world, we have paused and paid attention to these four astronauts that were slingshot around the moon. It does seem like there has been a moment at least that we've been able to sort of turn off the bad and been able to look to the good.
It's so nice to have the human element back in the picture. You know, and just instead of getting photos sent from space, you've got the human element that was describing their trip from liftoff to navigating around the moon and our return trip home. And then the 6 minutes that we all sit here a little bit uptight while we lose communications, we don't hear anything from the crew. And when you finally get that first call that they've made it through that period of radio silence, that they're safe. And then to get the report that they're all green, which I didn't even know just exactly what the commander meant by that, but it was a good thing. They were all in good shape and good spirits, and now they're bobbing around out there in the ocean, probably be happy when they can get picked up by the helicopters and put back on a solid surface again.
Tell people about your story, because we wanted you on the show because you have a long career. I guess you were inspired early on as a child to become a NASA aerospace engineer?
Yeah, my dad was a military World War II fighter pilot, Korean fighter pilot. I always had my interest in making spaceships and following NASA. And 5 months after Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, I became an intern at the Marshall Space Flight Center here in Huntsville, Alabama, working on the lunar roving vehicle with the last three crews that were going to the moon that would use that vehicle to expand their trips on the moon to other mineral sites through the use of this roving vehicle. So that was a really good first start. I was 19 years old. I would fly up here in the back seat of a Navy aircraft, training aircraft, to meet with the astronauts flying in from Houston during my school week. And it was kind of spectacular picking these guys up in my 66 Valiant when their rental cars weren't ready at Redstone Airfield, and driving them over to our simulation facilities. And just having a biscuit and a cup of coffee and getting to know three crews that were just ordinary men with exceptional jobs was a real lifetime experience. So the trainer we had at the Marshall Space Flight Center gave them the sensation of what it would be like driving in 1/6G on the moon. And you can't get that anywhere but in a simulator when you've got 1G on Earth. And it was phenomenal. I mean, they're talking about their flights coming in from Houston to their families, and these are, like I said, ordinary people doing just extremely exciting jobs. That led into me getting called up in the military and going off and flying C-130s during the Vietnam War. And then when the war was over, coming back and mainly working on the space shuttle program. I was the deputy project manager on the space shuttle external tank, the fuel tank. Sure. So I used to be on that mission management team, McGraw, to help get our astronauts launched into space and then to watch them safely return.
So we're watching now as the Artemis crew, the hatch is opened. They're being extracted from the capsule. The big balloons are on top. It's upright floating in the Pacific Ocean. What do you think's going through the mind of those four astronauts that have been out in space for the last 10 days?
Now, keep in mind, that time that they've had there bobbing around was to get out of their reentry suits back into something a little bit more comfortable. I think they're excited to just look at each other and know that we did it. All of our planning, everything that goes into the tremendous team, both at NASA and the contractors that support NASA, to put this whole thing together and land so close to the recovery ship and to see boats around you within just a matter of minutes, helicopters flying around. They know they're back on Mother Earth. They're trying to get their sea legs back. They're just kind of adjusting to some fresh air that has been passed in through the door hatch coming open. And they're going to step out onto this porch here in a few minutes, and we'll see them all carried away two at a time with the helicopters back to the recovery ship.
Craig Sumner with us, a retired NASA aerospace engineer and a featured emeritus docent at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. It was a near flawless mission, was it not?
No, it's really interesting to watch the mid-course corrections, not necessary. And on the re-entry, yeah, it was just clockwork. You know, they really had this thing put together well. You know, the computers on board Apollo were 74 pounds. They had 4K of RAM. They've got all the computer power capability in the world right now inside the capsule in Integrity. And for this thing to come back and make a pinpoint hit in the ocean is just always phenomenal to me. They had a little trouble with some of their radios, you know, to be able to talk to the Navy divers. I think they got those bugs all worked out finally, but I think they're ready to get on to the next step, and I'm excited for them.
Yeah, real quick, how worried were you about the heat shields?
Well, you know, I look at the one that we have at the Space and Rocket Center. It's Apollo 16, and at 5,000 degrees is pretty hot on the outside. And the ablator that's down there to kind of burn away as they're coming back in did its job back in Apollo. Artemis 1, the unmanned vehicle, had some damage done to it. And by changing the amount of time they spent in the 5,000 degrees, we'll only know once this thing gets on board the ship and brought back home for us to look and see if that reentry was better than the previous one, which I'm sure it will be.
So I wasn't worried about it.
I figured our engineers had this thing worked out. I'm just glad to see them bobbing around in the ocean right now.
Sure. It's an extraordinary video to see on the monitors as it floats in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, and the Navy boats that are picking them up and extracting them from the vessel. Okay, so on to Artemis 3 and 4, back to the moon. You were talking about the rovers you worked on Apollo 15, 16, and 17. What's the new LTV, Lunar Terrain Vehicle, going to look like when we go back to the moon?
You know, they're going to have different capabilities if one hasn't been selected yet, I don't believe, totally. But whereas the astronauts were out in their spacesuits, I think one of the rovers that's on the table is where they'll be in shirt sleeves. So they'll be leaving their habitat, getting inside a rover in a shirt sleeve environment, and not having to walk around, get in and out of the rover. It was pretty awkward for our astronauts in a pressurized suit to flop down inside the rover, actually fall down into it, pull on a strap on their chest to bend their suit over and lock it into place, and put on their Velcro seat belts. So I think this is going to be a lot better. My buddy of 40 years, John Young, certainly enjoyed fishtailing and roostertailing dust out the back of the rover. I think the rovers that they're going to have this time will be more comfortable to operate and ride in. And I'm kind of excited to see what the final design was going to look like.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually find that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Already available.
McGraw, I always tell people it's the journey that I so appreciate, where we develop new materials, new processes, microelectronics, new procedures, and the skill set. I think the technology's there and here today. Where in how in the world with slide rules back in the 60s did we get all of this done with what we had available to us at the time? So we've got some really bright young men and women out there that have taken on the STEM courses that they need to pursue a aerospace engineering career. Technologies are there. It's just going to be fun watching the journey as we go to landing on the moon and have a permanent presence.
Last question for you, Craig. I got about a minute. Is it true, you mentioned the computers for between then and now, is it true the computers on the Apollo missions had the capabilities of the solar calculators we had in the 70s.
They really did. You know, everybody that walks into the area where we're looking at the lunar module or the command module, and showing them a 74-pound computer that they had a call up and in flight, going to the moon, reload the computer with all the zeros and the ones necessary to get them on the right trajectory. So we've got so much more capability in our cell phones that we all have today, our smartphones. If capability's there, it's way beyond what we had 53 years ago.
Pretty amazing stuff. Craig Sumner, retired NASA aerospace engineer and a featured emeritus docent at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Craig, thank you for joining us on a historic night. I know it's special for you, and to take time for a couple minutes to tell your tale, we really appreciate it. Good luck, and get back to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. We're just getting started. We're going to talk next hour more about this historic night as they are waiting the retrieval of the astronauts as the capsule landed. They're calling it a bullseye landing. Yeah, off the coast of San Diego. We're just getting started. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Why pay more for a great shave? Choose Barbasol, America's number one brand of shaving cream. Barbasol's instant thick lather gives you a close, comfortable shave at a trusted value.
Barbasol!
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
A multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
Why pay more for a great shave? Choose Barbasol, America's number one brand of shaving cream. Barbasol's instant thick lather gives you a close, comfortable shave at a trusted value.
Barbasol!
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Some extraordinary pictures coming off of the coast of San Diego, the Artemis II, with the, as Mission Control called it, a bullseye landing. They've had some trouble. The word is that all of the crew are in excellent condition. They're having some trouble with what they're calling the porch. Because of the currents in the Pacific Ocean, they're having a hard time hooking up the front porch. Now, they have hooked up the front porch, and the astronauts are now going to be taken out of the capsule, and they are going to be lifted from helicopter onto the USS John Murtha. And then once all of the four astronauts are out of the capsule, the ship, the capsule, will then be pulled onto the deck after the astronauts have left. There are a number of people on that quote-unquote front porch, which is an inflated raft, if you will, but they're calling it a front porch. So this has taken longer than they had expected, but it seems like the currents were a bit of a problem. But word is that the astronauts are reported to be in excellent condition, and the sun's setting over the Pacific Ocean right off the coast of San Diego. Pretty extraordinary pictures. And if you get a chance, go back and look at the videotape of the landing, because it was pretty majestic and pretty spectacular. Not something you see every day. Even in this cynical world, you cannot be blasé about four human beings, three Americans and one Canadian, going around the moon and watching it splash down live on television. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Hey, we're going to talk more about this later on next hour, but we're going to talk about data centers coming up in just a minute. Stay right there. More.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
It's April. Time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Gorman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Getting constant movement and flex in both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, we're still monitoring the capsule. Everything, if you're just joining us, picture perfect, and everything has gone swimmingly. All reports are that the crew are in great condition. They have emerged from the space capsule. All is good. They're going to be lifted by helicopter and onto the ship waiting for them off the coast of San Diego. We're going to get back to that next hour. The first, with this, we were supposed to talk data centers, but we sort of juggled things around a little bit, so we're going to check in with data centers. We'll talk more about that on Monday, but we have one eye on what's going on in the Pacific Ocean. We're going to talk more about it next hour. But let's talk data centers for a couple minutes, because this is probably one of the most controversial topics going on in America, and there are fights all over the country from state capitals to towns and subdivisions and rural communities and urban settings. What are we going to do with all these data centers? They want to make them bigger. They want to make them more powerful. And they're being met with quite a bit of resistance. And in Ohio is leading the charge. Nikki Gerber joins us. Nikki, you are an organizer for the Ohio Residents for Responsible Development. And you are not a fan of data centers. Nikki, what? Why are you so upset with a room full of computers?
Well, the crazy part about it was the day before our economic development director came out about it, I lost events because I really wasn't sure anything about data centers, and I put it out there on Facebook, and people who were against them, like, they canceled an event they were supposed to have, and I'm like, really? Like, I'm just asking for information. And then the very next day, our economic development director went on the local news and said that we're getting a hyperscale data center. And at that point, that was February 5th, I learned a lot about data centers and a lot about a lot of things since then. So, yeah, I didn't know how I thought about it, because right here where I live in Adams County, Ohio, we had recently put in Aorta, which was a port along the Ohio River that brought in the superloads that were taking them to New Albany. And that's about all I knew of data centers until then.
So, well, there are currently hundreds of data centers all over the country now.
Yes,
already in existence. And then this next generation, they want to make them bigger and more powerful, creating more room, sucking up more energy. And there's been quite a bit of blowback. Nikki, what's your problem? What's your issue with the data centers?
Well, right now but I just want to say everything takes a little bit longer to get to rural Appalachia. So, you know, and we've already seen the increase in our electric bills last year, and we didn't even have them here yet. And none of us even really knew what they were, you know? And
right.
Then AEP announced again this year, just like maybe 2 weeks ago now, that we're going to see another 40% increase in our electric bills. And again, they're not even here yet. So the pushback is these data centers are coming in and they're raising we're paying for their infrastructure. They're raising our bills on top of that. Plus, nobody can give us a clear answer on water usage. Like, our local water company, along with people on the school boards and just different multiple, our county engineer, all signed NDAs. So when we ask our water department, like, well, is there going to be a hydrological study or water studies done? There hasn't been any done yet. He did answer that. And it's, so how do you know if there's not going to be a Kona depression? Because we have a very weak aquifer system here, you know what I mean? And we have a lot of people, this is rural Appalachia America, so a lot of people still have their own private residential wells. And what's that going to do? And nobody can answer those questions for us. And then you have the Ohio River, and actually Ohio is a really geologically diverse place, and we have a lot as far as groundwater, glacial outwash, like there's a lot of water here. And if you overlay the maps on Powered by Who, if you overlay them maps with Ohio's groundwater systems and all the aquifers and everything, you see something really amazing there, that they're going for all the water. So if they don't consume that much water and they don't need that much water and it's a new closed loop system, but so then why do they need to be, why do they need to, you know what I mean? Why Ohio? And then you ask those questions and nobody can answer those questions for you. So what are you supposed to, what are you supposed to do?
So Nikki Gerber, Ohio is, are you putting together a citizen petition to put it to a statewide ballot to ban data centers in the state of Ohio?
We put in a petition for a constitutional amendment in Ohio. Okay, to limit data centers to 25 megawatts. Not to ban them completely, but to limit them to 25 megawatts, you know? And I don't, like, our whole committee feel like there's five of us, and I don't know, well, six, because Austin and Carly are one. But, you know, like, there's plenty of buildings, empty buildings in downtown Cincinnati, Dayton, Toledo, Columbus, Cleveland, that can house 25 megawatt data centers with infrastructure already in place. It's solving problems, not creating more. We don't need these hyperscale facilities. Like, the data center that we're proposed to get is 1300 megawatts, and that is 20 times more energy than our whole county uses right now.
So, but if you build one data center or 13 data centers or 50 data centers, if it's still using the same electricity just in different buildings, you really haven't solved the problem, and you're still using the same energy just with different buildings.
I don't think they can fit that. I mean, I think people are going to wake up right now. What we need to happen right now is we need a, so this the Constitution and all these signatures for to get this right now, that doesn't stop anything happening. And I've been in New Albany. I went up to testify in House Bill 646 hearing. That was for the Data Study Commission on February 23rd. Well, when we went back to Columbus on April 2nd for the Ohio Ballot Board, we went back to New Albany on that day, and a whole new, a building wasn't there on February 23rd. And a whole new building is constructed up there in New Albany, and that was just over a month. So really what we need, like, a lot of our representatives have put in for, asked for a statewide moratorium, and they said they'd support it, but we really need a moratorium in place until the people get a chance to have their voice heard. By getting signatures.
Sure, I'm confused. The bill you're pushing would limit them the size and scope, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the reason you don't want them is you're afraid of the water aquifers and the rivers and the streams being contaminated.
No, we're scared of the water consumption.
Water consumption.
And
contamination.
Ohio,
okay.
Yes,
so,
Ohio
so, okay.
EPA...
All right, so hold on a second. So why are you not worried about the data centers in downtown Dayton or downtown Cincinnati being contaminating the water supply?
I don't want to see any data centers at all, okay? And
okay,
neither does anybody
that's
on
my
this petition.
Okay,
but
so why are you pushing a bill?
Progress. You know what I mean? We realize that technology is still technology, and technology needs to advance. But technology needs to advance at a regulatory. You know what I mean? There needs to be some regulations.
Yeah, but I understand. But if you're convinced that the contamination, that the water being used in the data center is going to be contaminated, why would you write a bill to limit the contamination? Why wouldn't you just write? I mean, if a nuclear power plant was destroying the rivers, why would you be in favor of a smaller nuclear power plant? Wouldn't you just be against nuclear power plants?
Well, the way I take it is that you didn't want to limit progress because you understand that technology needs to advance. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to see them at all. But
I understand. There are a large number of data centers now.
We have massive amounts.
Yes, there's hundreds of them all over. A lot of people don't even know they're living next to them or driving past one or in your community. And people don't seem to have a problem living next to those now. So,
And so there is. So New Albany, there's a difference. There's a difference between a campus and a hyperscale, and there's a difference between the ones that are based, like Columbus has a ton of data centers. And the ones in, like, Hilliard and, like, really the only one I've seen was Hilliard. And then I know there was others around that area that were similar to that. They do just look like a normal industry building. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they're not that big of a deal. The people in Hilliard and their problems are the backup generators and because they're diesel gas generators. They're, like, right next to residential neighborhoods. That's causing a big problem. But what we are facing down here in southern Ohio especially, and a lot of the other areas that have just got into this fight, like Wilmington, Mount Orab, Piketon, we're facing hyperscale campuses such as New Albany. And that...
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Along the Ohio River, if you're still worried about contamination, they're going to contaminate them. If you're still worried about... you can keep them what?
We're waking people up right now, though, too, to it. And we have a lot of things going in place, and we're starting our own zoning commissions, like our rural townships.
So hold on a second. Just hold on a second. So really, when you say you don't want to stop progress, that's not necessarily true. You do want to stop progress. You don't want these data centers at all.
I don't want these data centers. I mean, they say they're going to sell intelligence, you know what I mean, in a couple of years. That's not cool. Our intelligence is our conscious mind. And I don't want to see them tear up anything of this earth either, like what they're planning on doing out here and what they're planning on destroying. And what are we, like, there's too many unknowns. McGraw, is your name McGraw?
Yes, it is. I'm just trying to understand why you're against it. Are you against it philosophically because you don't believe artificial intelligence and the technology coming from this is morally acceptable? Or is it the environmental issues? I'm trying to understand why you're against this.
It's all those issues. It's the environmental issues. It's a future I want for my grandkids. It's robots. There's a lot of different, there's too many unknowns and it's happening too fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just learned about all this stuff and everything I'm learning, there's nothing good that I'm learning.
You know what I mean? Well, I mean, there's massive amounts of tax revenue with these data centers.
They're getting tax abatements here. So they're not even giving back.
Well, hold on a second here. I don't know exactly, but I have seen a lot of these deals. And yes, there are some tax incentives along the way, but those tax incentives don't offer a massive amount of tax benefits these towns are getting. Yes, they are giving some tax benefits away, but there are massive amounts of property taxes, income taxes, not a lot of jobs, which means not a lot of services have to be given. So in a sense, it's a windfall of tax dollars to a community that can help with all the other infrastructure, and you don't have to educate a whole lot of kids because there aren't a whole lot of jobs in a data center, which means that there's not a lot of kids that come with a data center. So the money going to school is going to educate the existing children, not new children who are going to work with the parents who are at the data center.
They haven't even offered the school anything yet, and they were working. There's this thing called the TIF that I'm not too familiar with, but the TIF basically gets them around from having to give the school money. And the last deal that came through that we've seen on a public records request, it was a 75% tax abatement for 30 years. How long do these data centers stay commissioned for? And there's not even a decommissioning plan in place, or one's been mentioned at all so far. So then what happens when in 15 years before their tax abatement's gone and it's done. You know what I mean? Their buildings that are just sitting there again like the old power plants were and stuff. You know? That's not good either. And then you ask about the... None of it sounds good at all. None of it.
Well, like, but Nikki, it sounds to me like you're only reading one side of the argument.
Well, I haven't heard a good side of the argument, though.
Well, there's massive amounts of tax windfall for this.
But there's not if they're getting a 75% tax abatement and they're going around their school.
I don't know what particular deal you're talking about, but the data centers, there's one in Kansas City that Facebook just opened up that's got massive tax benefits for the region. There's all of these things come with massive tax benefits for the region. Let me ask you this question, Nikki, because I got to go. Is there a website where people can find out more about your organization in Ohio?
ConserveOhio.com.
Nikki Gerber, thank you very much for your time. Love your passion. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You got it. Nikki Gerber, co-organizer of the Ohio Residents for a Responsible Development. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The 2026 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Pittsburgh, April 23rd through 25th. Watch every pick live on NFL Network, ESPN, and ABC. NFL Network is also streaming with NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Subscription required for NFL Plus. Visit plus.nfl.com for terms. Lowe's knows. Sundays hit different when you earn it.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Well, looking at the monitors here in the studio, now all four astronauts have been airlifted to the helicopter. Reid Weissman, the mission commander, was the last to exit the capsule and the last to be airlifted up into the helicopter. And now it is on its way to the USS Mirtha, where they will all breathe a giant sigh of relief. Cheers erupted at Mission Control. President Trump celebrated the landing at the Trump Winery in Charlottesville, Virginia, and he tweeted out on his Truth Social post, "The entire trip was spectacular. The landing was perfect, and we look forward to seeing the crew at the White House soon." He also added, "We'll be doing it again, and then next step, Mars." The airmen are now moving to recover the ship from the Pacific Ocean. Pretty extraordinary stuff. Next hour, we are going to be talking more space because, quite frankly, I just can't get enough of it, and it seems that it has captivated the nation. We're going to talk to a man who knows quite a bit about the science of all of this and is an expert on the meteors that were hitting the backside of the moon. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. And it is Friday night. That means Theo's here with Hollywood Exec for a day, and then, of course, open phones in the last hour. But a historic night. We'll come back and talk more about it, as it was a picture-perfect landing 10 days after they took off. Artemis II lands back, splashes down in the Pacific Ocean, as they called it, a bullseye landing. Our executive director tonight is Alex Hinton.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as...
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The grand jury is one of the most important volunteer opportunities you can be part of. The deadline is April 10th. Get your application in today.
To apply or get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
Pure Science.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. As first responders in Lebanon count the dead from Israeli military strikes, there's been progress towards talks.
Israel says it wants these negotiations to focus on the future of its relationship with the Lebanese government and focus on specifically disarming Hezbollah. The Lebanese government wants to disarm Hezbollah. It's actually been trying to for a long time now, but it obviously faced constraints because Hezbollah remains very powerful. However, disagreements between these two sides are already beginning to emerge because Israel says it wants to be able to continue striking Hezbollah, to continue its fierce military campaign, even as these negotiations are beginning next week. Well, we do know for the Lebanese government that they will insist on a ceasefire in order to start these negotiations.
Correspondent Isabel DeBray reporting. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is thinking about running for the presidency in 2028. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Appearing at the National Action Network's annual convention, Harris said she might consider another presidential bid. Asked directly by the Reverend Al Sharpton, she said, "I am thinking about it." Harris received a standing ovation. However, some in her party are looking to a new generation of Democratic leaders. More than a half dozen potential candidates appeared at Sharpton's event this week, hoping to make inroads among black voters and jockeying for position in what promises to be a crowded 2028 field. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth. The three Americans and one Canadian have returned with a dramatic splashdown Friday evening as their capsule parachuted into the Pacific to close out a nearly 10-day trip to the moon and back. The crew of four was the first to visit the moon since NASA's Apollo era more than a half century ago. Artemis II set a distance record for space travel during the lunar flyby, surpassing 1970's Apollo 13. Ducking behind the moon's far side, the astronauts captured views never before seen by the human eye. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Snapshot from Progressive wasn't created for just anybody. Oh, no. We made it for you. Smooth accelerators. When that light turns green, you're off. Like a warm knife through firm butter. Going from zero to the speed limit in an appropriate amount of time. Sure, your car has horsepower, but your horses prance around as silky smooth as your right foot. Fancy Prancerton. With Snapshot, safe drivers like you get personalized rates based on your driving habits. Sign up today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple. To make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Higher prices are not just at the gas pump, but are continuing to swell for World Cup matches as well, especially the United States men's team's opener. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulba.
FIFA has added new, even more expensive tiers of tickets for this year's World Cup, asking up to $4,105 for a front Category 1 seat at the U.S. opener against Paraguay in Inglewood, California on June 12th. Last week, FIFA had asked for a top price of $2,735 for Category 1 tickets for the match, but added a new front category pricing. FIFA also added a front Category 2 tier to its ticket sales website without public announcement, asking $1,940 to $2,330 for front Category 2 for the U.S. opener. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Without the oil and natural mineral assets of the Lone Star State, Americans might be paying even more at the gas pumps. We hear more on this story from correspondent Jason Walker, reporting from Dallas.
Texas last year produced half of all U.S. oil. Experts say this is due to the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly, producing 6.6 million barrels daily. This production has helped stabilize U.S. oil supplies amid global disruptions. And a new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Betts is with us. He is the chief scientist and light sail program manager for the Planetary Society. Dr. Bruce, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
What are your thoughts as you watch this historic night?
Oh, it's exciting. Exciting and relieving. A lot of stress with them coming in. And it's good to see them out. And I see on the screen they've got, as you say, they're just coming out of the helicopters. They look pretty darn happy. I bet they're tired.
Why did they pick San Diego? Tell me what's so special about San Diego in this type of operation.
I'm not sure, to be honest, but you probably want it sort of equatorial. They could have chosen Florida, but they've got a whole Navy contingent based out of San Diego. And so I'm guessing it tied to that. SpaceX does the Southern California thing as well for splashdowns. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the splashdown and you mentioned SpaceX. We haven't done this in 50 some odd years, this splashdown, right? The space shuttle landed like a plane, and SpaceX sort of lands a different way. These splashdowns hasn't happened since we went to the moon.
They had to, like, the without humans, they did a splashdown with Artemis 1 with the Orion capsule. That was something we did before, and then we did different things, or NASA did, as well as the the Soviets, later Russians, have always landed in Kazakhstan in the big open land. So it's could be back in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Doctor, you are an expert when it comes to the meteors that and the backside of the moon. I know you haven't seen it all. Maybe you've probably seen more than most of us. But what did you see, and what did you think you saw? And tell me your thoughts about what we saw on the backside of the moon, and what were we hoping to learn?
Well, I think first and foremost, the thing to keep in mind is this was a test mission of getting humans back to the moon. And then what science was able to be done is above and beyond that. That's not always how it's pitched, but realistically, a lot of the science has been or can be done by robotic space probes. So it's involving humans gets the human aspect that we relate to. It's why we're all so excited right now, and a much larger group paying attention to it. But there was science going on, and the thing you mentioned that particularly interested me was that the astronauts reported seeing six meteorite impacts into the moon, seen as flashes of light in the night side. So, yeah, far side, but this key thing was in the dark when they were in eclipse. And having that many particularly really surprised me. But I don't know if it should have, because I hadn't thought of it. We've seen splashes. I'm getting myself confused. We've seen flashes on the moon from meteorite impacts, certainly, but to see that many, and they're probably witnessing smaller impacts, is intriguing. So I look forward to the follow-up from that. They also did a lot of imaging, and they caught some unique, particularly from a human perspective, looking things from being far back away from the moon and getting the eclipse from that perspective. They also collected science. The other key science they do, which is, as you implied, not my forte, they studied the humans. I just find humans confusing, but they studied the human physiology in response to the deep space environment, and particularly they also had a number of more modern sensors than were used in Apollo to test the radiation environment, because when you get outside the Earth's magnetosphere, the magnetic field around the Earth that protects us from high energy charged particles. But that's not true when you're, most of the time you're at or going to the moon. So you have even more high speed subatomic particles that come flying in through your spacecraft, because they're just that nosy.
Because they were on the backside of the moon, and as you said, it was dark, and these meteors were hitting the backside of the moon, and that white flash that you saw. Right. We could see that because there wasn't any, right, because it was dark, right? I mean, you wouldn't normally see that in the light of day.
Correct, unless you had a much bigger impact, which observers using telescopes on Earth have recorded impacts in the moon, but usually in the night portion, but I believe there have been some in the day portion as well, but much more rarely. So that's what's amazing, that in a period of minutes to hours, they saw six of these.
Yeah. Does the back side of the moon get more meteor hits than the front side of the moon?
No, not appreciably. I mean, basically it should be similar. The large-scale, what we see on the near side of the moon is we see more of the maria, the dark areas, and that's not necessarily because the near side was hit by large objects billions of years ago that formed these huge craters that were later filled in by dark volcanic lava like you get in Hawaii. But what may have happened is once you did that and you happened to have more impacts on one side, then that shifted the mass distribution within the moon. So as it's spinning around, it just naturally locks in with the Earth facing that particular side towards the Earth. But the far side is interesting because it is different. We're so used to seeing the dark and light areas, and there are very few of the dark areas, the maria, on the far side.
Dr. Bruce Betts is with us. Let's talk science fiction. You're the light sail program manager for the Planetary Society. What is light sail? Tell us about that.
Light sail was a program that we did with two missions, not surprisingly named Light Sail 1 and 2. And Light Sail 2, we successfully demonstrated that you could fly a small spacecraft and from it open up a big shiny sail about the size of a boxing ring, and the spacecraft was about the size of a loaf of bread. And with that, we were able to actually in Earth orbit, but demonstrate that we were the only propulsion of our spacecraft changing its orientation, its speed, its altitude was based upon using light to push on it. So solar sail is it's a general term for it, using the sun's light to push, because oddly enough, light exerts momentum, and so light's pushing on both of us right now, assuming we're not sitting in dark rooms, but it's such a tiny amount that it's totally you can ignore it on Earth. But when you get in space in the near vacuum with a big shiny sail and a low mass spacecraft, this without carrying fuel, you can actually maneuver and propel your spacecraft using this tiny push, because unlike the rockets that, for example, they just used Artemis II, it's not a big push, but unlike the rockets, it's constant. You don't have to refuel, so you just keep accelerating over time. The Japanese demonstrated this in 2010 with a much bigger spacecraft, a heavier, less efficient spacecraft. We were trying to demonstrate that with these so-called CubeSats, small loaf of bread-sized spacecraft that have gotten very popular in recent years, starting with universities, but now with governments and everything else, that you could actually shove a sail in there, deploy it, and control it. And so that was by far our biggest technology project to date. We're still writing things up about it, which is why I keep the title, plus I kind of like it.
Sure, absolutely. Is that then the beginnings of deep space travel?
It's at least the beginning. I would liken it, we're learning to crawl. And so these are, or even just to survive, these are the very first.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Uh,
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Station. Mars is several hundred times farther than that. And it's a multi-year mission. You have to deal with the radiation issues. It's also the hardest place in the solar system to land because it's like the inverse Goldilocks atmosphere. If you have no atmosphere, you can use retro rockets like the moon. If you have lots of atmosphere, you use heat shields and parachutes. It's got a little bit of atmosphere, so you can't effectively use either. So getting a large mass payload, like one that would be able to keep humans alive, is a challenge. So it's technologically solvable, but it's all really challenging.
Interesting. I got about a minute left, Doctor. What about in the next 20 years, some type of colony on the moon?
A colony, I think, probably implies something more than I'm guessing, but I always say I'm pretty terrible at predicting the future, but the future in space is, for 50 years, they've been predicting colonies on the moon and humans
right.
on Mars. And it's just really hard. And it also, it's politically hard because you have to keep the funding going for long periods of time. So I think it's quite likely that you will have people hanging out there permanently, or at least rotating, kind of like we do at Antarctica right now. I find it unlikely that in 20 years you would have something with enough people that you would call it a colony. Because it's just, we want to believe otherwise, but it's just hard. That's my bummer for the day. But my happy news for the day is, look at what we just did.
Yeah.
Artemis 2 is pretty darn impressive. It just may not yield colonies. Or maybe it will, because, again, I'm often wrong. When it comes
there you
to
go. Dr. Bruce Betts is a chief scientist and LightSail program manager for the Planetary Society. Dr. Bruce Betts, on a very historic night, thanks for taking a couple minutes and letting us dream a little bit. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You got it. America at Night on a historic night. The Artemis crew act safe and sound on the USS Mirtha after a bullseye landing in the Pacific Ocean just off of the coast of San Diego. All good, crew reportedly in great shape. America at Night, back in a moment.
From the heart of America, this is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Hey, did you hear about that multi-billion-dollar Roundup settlement?
Yeah, it impacts people who are exposed to weed killers at work or at home, even if you just used it in your own yard. Lawsuits claim it causes non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a blood cancer.
But we're not sick, so that doesn't affect us.
But it does. This cancer can take 10 to 15 years to show up.
That's a long time after exposure.
It is, and that's why the settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you get sick, even years from now, you could get $6,000 to $165,000 or more as part of this settlement.
So what's the catch?
If you stay in, you give up the right to sue them later.
Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 1-888-403-8201. If you or a loved one has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, even if they've passed, you must register for benefits. That's weedkillerclass.com. 1-888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them.
I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America at Night is also a podcast. You can now listen to your favorite episodes wherever podcasts can be found.
It is a podcast wherever it can be found. It can also be found coast to coast. Here's a text message for you. I'm in Georgia at the Ranger competition, and I'm listening to your show. Well, hello, Georgia, and good luck at that Ranger competition. So there you go. Also, from British Columbia, I'm so very happy for the crew's safety. Yes, there's a lot of big sighs of relief. Matter of fact, that NASA astronaut who was somewhat worried went public, that Charlie Carmada, the engineer and the former NASA astronaut who had warned against the launching of the Artemis II mission because of the heat shield, was quoted as saying, "I can breathe now." And he's also looking forward to see the data that was collected on the performance of that heat shield, which protects the spacecraft during the reentry. So lots of people are breathing a sigh of relief. And I don't know about you, but people I knew stopped what they were doing and watched. It was certainly a moment to behold, to see the Orion spacecraft separate in space, and then they maneuvered it in space, hit the blackout, it went blue, and then they picked it up on the cameras as it started to fall through the atmosphere into the sky, and then ultimately the splashdown. It was pretty spectacular. Hey, lots more to get to. The astronauts are safe and sound. They'll be holding a news conference, and then they're going to be checked and poked and prodded by all the doctors and everybody else. We're going to move on and talk a little Hollywood exec for a day, but we've got open phones next hour. We can talk all about it next hour with open phones and open texts. America at Night. Still got lots to get to. Stick around. It's going to be a fun night. Theo with Hollywood exec for a day. Back in a moment.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is a...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Grab your popcorn. It's time to play Hollywood Exec for a Day on America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
All right. Here are the rules. Theo Lewis Clark is on a secure telephonic line. Are you there, Theo Lewis Clark?
Absolutely.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us.
Always. How was your week?
It's good. It's time to play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Here are the rules. Theo Lewis Clark has come up with three movies, two of them have been greenlit by Hollywood executives, studio executives, people who have greenlit two of these projects. One has come from his creative mind. We have to figure out which one is the fake one and which ones are the real ones. And then we, of course, will play along with the studio audience and, of course, those of you listening at home. So without further ado, Theo Lewis Clark, what are your three movies?
Let's get into them. Is it number one, an elderly couple own an apartment building that a developer wants to demolish? When they refuse to sell it to him, it starts to mysteriously start to be vandalized. But tiny mechanical aliens come to their rescue to help them with the repairs and to fight back.
Interesting.
Or is it number two, vampires time travel to the wild, wild west to try to take over a little town? But these ain't no ordinary cowboys. They make for formidable opponents using their rodeo skills and their ability to navigate the terrain. Or is it number three, aliens resurrect the dead as zombies and vampires in an attempt to stop humanity from creating a doomsday nuclear weapon? So you've got the elderly couple that own the apartment building and the people want to demolish it, but the little tiny aliens come to their rescue. Well, we got the vampires that time travel to the Wild Wild West, face some cowboys that they weren't ready for, or we got the aliens resurrecting the dead as zombies and vampires to fight humanity and stop them from creating this big old doomsday nuclear weapon.
Two of them are real. One of them's fake. We have to determine right. Which is real, which is fake. And you can play along at home because Alex has the poll question up. You can text one. If you believe the couple with the apartment building and the aliens, if you believe that's fake, you can press 1 or just text 1 to 1-844-2-McGraw. If you think it's the vampires in the Wild West with their rodeo skills, that, of course, is number 2. And you type in number 2 and you type that to 1-844-262-4729. Same number as the phone call. Or do you think it's the aliens? Who need help from the zombies and the vampires, number 3. And that, of course, You can then type in 3 and text that to that same number, 1-844-2-McGraw. We'll let you think about it. We'll let you stew. We'll let the results come in. We have a couple minutes. Theo Lewis Clark, what's your Hollywood movie? What's your deep dive tonight?
Well, those three movies were encapsulated properly. The deep dive movie is February 1991 release of Silence of the Lambs. Remember that?
Oh. Yeah.
A classic. Now, this is one of only three films to win all Big Five Oscars. The Best Picture, the Best Director, the Best Actor, the Best Actress, and the Best Screenplay. What are the other two movies that won all five Oscars?
I will tell you it is one of them. It Happened One Night?
Absolutely.
And then the other one is a relatively recent one, but it escapes me. What's the relatively recent one?
No, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie.
Now, speaking of, it really was. This was Jack Nicholson, right?
Yeah.
Now, speaking of best Oscar, best actor, Anthony Hopkins appears on screen for how long in total?
Oh, I have no idea. What, 10 minutes or something?
16 minutes.
16 minutes.
Still won for the best actor. Yes. I mean, his acting was really, really poignant. And then Jodie Foster almost turned it down. And they asked her, please just reread the script. And that after she reread it, she begged to get back in. She wanted to be Clarice. And then also, who do you think was going to be Anthony Hopkins before Anthony Hopkins? Who was offered the role?
Who was offered the role? I don't know.
Gene Hackman, God rest his soul, he was set out to direct and star as Hannibal Lecter, but he dropped out because he thought the material was way too disturbing.
Well, he was right.
So, yeah, that was very... Listen, I don't watch horror films for that reason alone.
That movie, I think I saw it originally, but I don't think I've seen it since. Yeah, I don't really get into those. I don't like those, you know, crazy, psycho. Yeah, no,
I can't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me a nice, give me a nice My Fair Lady. I don't, you know.
You know it. Sound of Music, baby.
All right, anything else? Anything else about Silence of the Lambs?
No, that's it, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Jodie Foster's been in some good movies. But yeah, Silence of the Lambs, I'm with you. That one was a little bit of a creeper. I saw it and no desire to see it again. You don't really see it all that much anymore. You know, it isn't like Shawshank Redemption that's on
right,
every 10 minutes.
Right, everywhere. Yeah, Silence of the Lambs is not on all these streaming sites. You're right.
Yeah.
Obviously, right. Because it's so disturbing.
Yeah. All right. So here's how you play the game, Hollywood Exec for a Day. Let me get to the polling numbers here and see what
the audience is. The audience won last week. The audience and Alex won last week.
All right. Let's do a recap and we'll go around the room. Give us our options again.
All right. You got number one, the elderly couple, they own an apartment building that a developer wants to demolish. When they refuse to sell, it starts to mysteriously be vandalized. But tiny little mechanical aliens come to their rescue to help them with the repairs and to fight back. The next one is vampires time travel to the Wild Wild West to try to take over a little town. But these ain't no ordinary cowboys. They make four formidable opponents using their rodeo skills and their ability to navigate the terrain. Or is it number three, aliens resurrect the dead as zombies and vampires in an attempt to stop humanity from creating a doomsday nuclear weapon? What say you, Richard?
Richard, what do you got? What do you think?
Well, I have to say number two. I can't see vampires in Jordache jeans, cowboy boots, and cowboy hats. It's just, I can't see it.
All right. So you said
Jordache jeans in a long time.
You say number two. The Wild West vampires. All right. Alex, what do you say?
I'm going to have to go with number three. Call me a horror purist if you want, but zombies and vampires in the same movie, ain't no way that's real.
Oh, interesting. Oh, nice. Interesting. Now, I live under the philosophy that there are no more vampire movies to be made.
You always say that.
So in a sense, I think they've already, when you have an Abraham Lincoln vampire movie, you have run out of vampire movies. So I'm going to say number two is a real movie with vampires in the Wild West. And I'm going to say Aliens, Zombies, and Vampires was the trilogy. I'm going to say that's a real movie. So I hate to do it for you, but number one is the fake movie. With the poor couple in the apartment building that needs aliens to help them out. That is the false movie. Let's go to the audience. The audience in overwhelming numbers agrees with number two and Richard being the fake movie. So the audience and Richard number two the fake movie?
What's the answer? Let's start with number three. Aliens resurrect the dead as zombies and vampires in an attempt to stop humanity from creating a doomsday weapon. Alex, your winning streak ends today. That's a movie called Plan 9 from Outer Space back in 1957. Guess who it starred, McGraw? You will know these.
I've heard of this movie. Planet. What's the name of the movie?
It's called Plan 9 from Outer Space.
That's actually a pretty famous movie. Somebody famous is in that movie.
They are. Ed Wood and Bela Lugosi. Yeah. You know Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, I've actually saw the movie Ed Wood, which was actually a really good movie.
It was with who's that? Johnny Depp. That's
Johnny Depp and Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a black and white movie, and it was about Ed Wood, like the worst director ever. Yeah.
So it's either going to be McGraw with number one winning alone, or the audience and Richard. All right. Elderly couple own an apartment building that a developer wants to demolish. When they refuse to sell, it starts to mysteriously be vandalized. Tiny mechanical aliens come to their rescue to help them with the repairs and to fight back. McGraw, you lose again. That's a movie called Batteries Not Included, 1987, which means the, and that's got Jessica Tandy. You remember Jessica Tandy?
Yeah, didn't that? So, that's got a bunch of people in that movie, Batteries Not Included.
Really? I didn't know the other one, so I wrote down Jessica Tandy only.
Okay, all right.
I didn't know the other ones. I think you might, but that means Richard wins finally. Think his first one. Audience wins again. Vampires time travel to the Wild West. They try to take over a little town, but these ain't no ordinary cowboys. They make for formidable opponents using rodeo skills and their ability.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20. And kids' tickets are available at 12:50. We hope to see you there.
Columbia, Missouri, right now listening. The Flossy Posse and CJ. That's what they say their name is.
The Flossy Posse.
Right. They're having like some kind of birthday party. They love the show.
All right,
so thank
you
so much, everybody. Appreciate it.
All right. Theo Lewis Clark, have yourself a good weekend. And that's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Richard, it gets the trophy as well as the audience. It's awful hard to stump the audience. Yeah, there was a zombie movie that hasn't been made. All right, wait for it. Someone's going to make a vampire movie about the Wild Wild West and have vampires in it. That's America at Night. Back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
Man. I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201. Paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now. Now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on a preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility, the other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please, help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
The astronauts are not going to be talking tonight. The astronauts will be talking tomorrow night. Right now, though, they're holding a news conference at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, and the team is taking questions from reporters as they celebrate this historic return of the crew. Everything was picture perfect. They called it a bullseye landing in the Pacific Ocean, just off of the San Diego coast. Couple of headlines. Next hour, we're going to check in with open phones. You can start lining up now. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. J.D. Vance heads to Pakistan for the meetings with Iran. You know, this is the first time that American leaders have, right, a president or vice president has met with the leaders of Iran. I mean, this is historic, just the fact that they're sitting down at a table together. They haven't recognized each other in years. So, I mean, that's historic in and of itself. As for what's going on, Iran's already playing games. They're calling for demands before these talks even begin. They also want to make sure that Lebanon is included. And there are reports today that only two ships were allowed to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. So even though the ceasefire is in place, it's limited, it's teetering, but Iran is already not living up to what the president said was already agreed to. And so there were more ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz before the ceasefire. Since the ceasefire, there have been less ships per day crossing through the Strait of Hormuz. So we'll see all that turns out. Also, some bad news for Eric Swalwell. You know who he is, the Democratic congressman from California who announced that he is running for governor of California. The California congressman, the Democrat, has now denied accounts published by CNN and the San Francisco Chronicle of some type of sexual assault allegations. He's faced multiple accusations of sexual misconduct as several staff members quit his campaign for governor and key supporters have abandoned him. The San Francisco Chronicle published an account today from a woman who was not named but gave detailed descriptions of several sexual encounters she said she had with Mr. Swalwell, including two instances in which she said that he had assaulted her when she was too intoxicated to consent. Hours later, CNN published a report with four women accusing him of misconduct and other range of misconduct allegations, including a former staff member who appeared to be the same person that the San Francisco Chronicle mentioned. Mr. Swalwell has immediately denied the allegations. There are already calls for him to withdraw from the governor's race. That's interesting. Talk about that next hour. Let's go to the text line. Don't forget about the text line. 1-844-2-McGraw. 1-844-262-4729. Dan from Winchester, Virginia. Do you really understand how genius Melania's Trump speech was? Now the victims have to come under oath before Congress. You know, we don't know much about her. We do know that she beats to her own drum, and she is not a wallflower. And from all accounts, she will stand up and tell you what she thinks. So the fact that she apparently went rogue, maybe went rogue. Did the White House really not know what she was doing? I don't know. But pretty remarkable that she would get up there and bring the Jeffrey Epstein case right back front and center the day after Todd Blanche said there's nothing here and there's no reason to investigate anything. Then the First Lady says, oh, yes, there is, the very next day. Pretty extraordinary news. We can talk about that next hour. This one's from Wisconsin. You talked about the alignment of New York sports fans. If you were a Yankee fan, you probably supported the Giants and the Mets. And if you were a Met fan, you supported the Jets. This brings me back to memories of how OTB in New York tried to align with the sports teams. They gave out pins with the caption, New York Bets, trying to get in line with the Mets, Jets, and Nets. I still have one of those pins. How about that? Here's a text message from Sandy in Vermont. Love your show because it's closer to the spirit of Jim Bohannon. Thank you, Sandy. That's very sweet of you. I've said from the very beginning, all I want to do is be a cheap knockoff of Larry King and Jim Bohannon. So thank you very much. I grew up listening to the show. And I said to myself, if I ever get a show, this is the type of show I want to do. And everybody at Westwood One has been bent over backwards to help me out as I get started on this journey. So thank you very much. Very nice of you. Here's one from Osage Beach, Missouri, listening on KRMS, Osage Beach, Missouri. The show now starts at 8 p.m. Yes, they picked up the full show in Osage, Missouri. So there you go. That's going to do it for us. Stay right there. Open phones next hour. Start lining up. Text messages and phone numbers. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. And Tom DeLack is helping out as well. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this is...
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance is headed to Islamabad, Pakistan, along with negotiator Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for talks with Iranian officials about ending the war with Iran. Speaking with reporters, Vice President Vance says he thinks talks with Iran will be positive.
As the President of the United States said, if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
President Trump said that Iran was doing a very poor job by not allowing the free flow of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's traded oil once passed. The FAA has sanctioned the military use of lasers to shoot down drones over U.S. airspace.
The Federal Aviation Administration has approved the use of counter-drone lasers along the southern border of the U.S., agreeing with the Pentagon that they are safe. A demonstration last month at New Mexico's White Sands Missile Range convinced the FAA that they can be used safely, while U.S. Army Brigadier General Matt Ross says the agreement will allow the use of cutting-edge tools to protect against illicit drone use. Earlier this year, after anti-drone lasers were deployed, the agency shut down parts of Texas airspace twice and the El Paso airport closed for hours. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts are back on Earth. The three Americans and one Canadian have returned with a dramatic splashdown Friday evening as their capsule parachuted into the Pacific to close out a nearly 10-day trip to the moon and back. The crew of four was the first to visit the moon since NASA's Apollo era more than a half a century ago. Stocks drifted mostly lower on Wall Street and oil prices slipped in trading Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%, the Dow lost 0.6%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.4%. The government reported a sharp spike in inflation last month because of the biggest monthly jump in gas prices in decades, but the increase wasn't as bad as they expected. More at townhall.com.
Progressive knows you think the grass is always greener, like maybe you ride a motorcycle. But today, it's raining. So you wish you had an RV, but if you did, you'd have to listen to some guy parked next to it at a campsite plays acoustic guitar. Now, before you start wishing you had a boat, remember, your brother-in-law would invite himself every weekend.
Permission to come aboard, Captain?
But one thing that is greener is the money you could save when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Sight and Sound Films presents...
Benjamin Franklin.
Reverend Whitfield.
A match made in heaven.
Or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, do you want to be free?
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. Now playing in theaters. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
A story out of the UK that's for the birds. It's from Britain's Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and it's quite serious.
The RSPB wants to try to stop the spread of trichomoniasis. The disease is caused by a parasite which affects birds' mouths and throats, making it difficult for them to eat, drink, or breathe. It's spread in saliva and droppings, and the charity warns a single infected bird can turn a busy feeder into a potential hotspot for infection. It's urging people to stop putting out seed or peanut feeders during the warmer months and says water supplies should now be changed every day.
A federal judge has extended an emergency restraining order on a $6.2 billion merger between Nexstar Media Group and Tegna for 1 week, U.S. District Judge Troy Nunley said. In a ruling Friday, the extension will give him time to decide if a longer block is needed. Eight state attorneys have sued as well. More at townhall.com. The NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools.
The NCAA's policy changes on name, image, and likeness, along with new transfer rules, have altered scouting strategies. Teams can now focus on more traditional football powerhouses. That's where a higher percentage of the nation's best players are concentrated thanks to the rise of NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal. It all means fewer players from non-power conferences are being selected during the three-day event. Last year, only 24 of 257 NFL draftees came from non-power conferences. Bob Agner reporting.
The NFL is facing increased scrutiny from the federal government over the league's moves to put more games on streaming services. The Justice Department is investigating the NFL for potential anti-competitive practices. The investigation comes as the FCC is seeking public comment on the ongoing shift of live sports to streaming services. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Watched it with the little one, and she got caught up in it, asking a bunch of questions. It was really quite amazing. I don't know if it was as amazing as watching Neil Armstrong walk the moon, but it's still pretty neat nonetheless. And to see, I mean, we become so blasé to these things. We saw a spacecraft circle around the moon, beam back HD video of the moon. And then we watched it land in the Pacific Ocean. I mean, think about that for a second. That's amazing. Do you ever stop and just think about technology like that? Like, this is what we're doing. We can sit at our computer at our house or on our phone, and we can look and see how many tankers are sitting in the Strait of Hormuz, not moving? Think about that. Think about that for a second. I mean, they used to send a letter on a ship overseas, and it would take weeks to get there. Then they would read the letter, then they'd write one back, and it'd be weeks to get there. It'd be weeks before you got a response to your letter. Now we can instantaneously look at whether or not there are ships that are traveling and traversing through the Strait of Hormuz. Pretty amazing when you get right down to it. Okay, so here are the phone numbers. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. I have to start tonight with an apology from last night's Open Phones show. Last night's Open Phones was it was great on lots of levels. And we had pros, cons, people calling up, people talking, and it was, I tried to get in as many calls as possible. I tried to shut up and let people talk for as long as possible. And at the end of the show, I was a little disheartened, I guess, because it turned into a love Trump, hate Trump, and I think I said at the end of the show that I don't want this to turn into something like that. And I thought about those comments after I went to bed last night. And one of the texters called me out and said, "Oh, you're gonna now tell us what we can and can't say." And you know what? The texter was right. We did have a topic earlier in the show about Trump, and he's a topic of conversation. And if you guys wanted to call up and say you loved him or say you had a change of heart or whatever, you know, I don't necessarily want to do it every night, but I invited it. And I should have, been, a little more receptive to the audience, I guess, last night. And so I felt bad. And so I just wanted to apologize and say, because I do, I, in my own head, I recap the show and think about the good things, the bad things, the thing I want to do, the things I should have done. It's live radio, so you can't always get it right. You have to make a million split decisions in a matter of moments. And so you certainly, sometimes, you trust your instincts, and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. And so I apologize. And I don't want to, I understand it's a very volatile topic. I understand people are very passionate about it. I love the passion. I love the volatility. And so I don't want to curtail that. I want to get out of the way and let this place to be a place where people feel comfortable telling me what they truly feel. So I'll try and do better. How about that? 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Text line is open. We've also got the open phones. So without further ado, let's go to Robert in New Haven. Robert, welcome to America at Night.
Yes, hello. Thank you, as always, for picking up my call. But here's a question, and I already Googled it. Is the Strait of Hormuz in international waters? And according to Google, it is not.
Well, that's interesting because it's 20 at its, and I'm doing this from memory since you Googled.
Because you got the coastlines and everything else.
Well, right, because it's at its shortest width. It's 21 miles, right? And 12 miles.
You have sandbars and everything. I got the globe, but if you Google, it's interesting. So even if Trump says, "Hey," jokingly, this is facetious, that the Earth is flat, and Marco Rubio says it's not, where the hell is Marco Rubio? He disappeared.
Well, is the question. Where is Marco Rubio? He is nowhere to be found in this. Where's Waldo? Where is Marco Rubio in all this? I know Iran wanted some higher profile than the Secretary of State, so that's why J.D. Vance is going, maybe. But back to the Strait of Hormuz for a second. It's 21 miles. 12 miles equals international waters, right? And so that's sort of what's international waters there. But I was reading earlier that according to maritime law, Iran should not be allowed to put a tariff on boats going through the Strait of Hormuz. Now,
that was before everything was established. I mean, we have tolls for Massachusetts highways.
I understand that, but apparently, according to maritime law or whatever the laws of the high seas, there's no law, there's no history, there's no precedent to where Iran should be allowed to have a tariff or some type of toll to go through the Strait of Hormuz. It should be international waters in a sense that it is free to traverse. Now, with that being said, they're not very good international partners and or a functioning society that wants to join in with the rest of the world. So that's where we get our problems.
Well, the law is the law. It technically, if you really look, it's theoretically not international waters until they get 30 miles from that little breach.
Okay.
And, you know, I could be wrong, but, the reason why Rubio is gone.
The internet's never wrong. What are you talking about?
Oh, absolutely. So Trump's never wrong either. Nobody's wrong. Everybody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm only joking. I appreciate you picking up the call in the humor instead of, you know, banging the desk and rah, 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 rah. You know, you gotta lighten things up, you know, but Rubio, seriously, he's gonna be our next president. He wants nothing to do with this debacle. And
you
he's
think so?
Standing away. And you know what the DB, the JD, Vance, duds. I'm only kidding. That's a joke. Take it easy and let's roll the dice and see what, Trumpy does.
Alright.
Yahoo's in charge.
Alright.
Yahoo's
the chief. Thank you, Robert. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, that's a great question. Where is Marco Rubio? Now, he was involved with the Ukraine-Russia negotiations. He was involved with this kind of, I don't know. That's a mystery. Did he sideline himself or did Trump sideline him or was he the voice to say no? And now that they're in, I don't know. Trump has got himself in a pickle. I don't think anybody wants to see this go on any longer. So, you know, going longer means troops. Going longer, I mean, how much more can they bomb it into the Stone Age? And doesn't matter how much they bomb it into the Stone Age or the Ice Age. They still can't open up the Strait of Hormuz. So to do that, you're going to need, more firepower, more troops. And I don't think anybody wants that. So you don't want to escalate it, but you can't de-escalate it because he doesn't have any negotiating power, in a sense. They've already been decimated. So they don't really care about their people. So they're going to sit there and just, just sort of sit there and not negotiate and cause trouble and demand unreasonable things. So we'll wait and see how this whole thing turns out. Look, we got
Turtle Bay is glowing wild. An illuminated wildlife lantern festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger than life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
And it makes me feel stronger, too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now. Now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The text line is open. Send us a message at 844-2-McGraw. That's 844-262-4729.
All right, let's go back to phones here. 1-844-2-McGraw, just like the lady said. Tim in Washington. Tim, welcome to America at Night.
Thank you. Hey, I have no problem with how you closed the other night with the political deal, whether people were for or against Trump. I think that's a big problem. People are getting too radical on both sides of it. And I don't think you want your show to turn into people calling up and ragging on how bad he is or how great he is. I have, so if you got blowback and if you're making that statement. I'm just saying you give a pretty good pushback on any point of view. So if they're going to call in, let them call in.
Well, I was thinking about this. I don't mind people calling in every night. I mean, that's sort of the sort of community we're building. But maybe don't call in on the same topic every night, right? Change it up a little bit. Don't be a one-trick pony. But one of the conversations earlier in the show was about Donald Trump. So I just felt a little bad that I had brought up the topic and somebody had called up and made some comments and then it sort of snowballed. And I, you know, it's live radio. Things happen. I wish I would have handled it a little differently. That's all. That's all I was just trying to say. Just trying to be an honest, you know, an honest talk show host and telling you what I thought. That was all. But I appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, we don't agree a lot, McGraw, but you do a pretty good job, and I don't think you owed an apology. I mean, I don't think, and I understand where you want to turn the program away from these people. I hate Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. Whatever. And I'm neither one of those.
Right.
So just saying, I don't think you needed to apologize.
Well, Tim, we disagree again because I think we did need to apologize. So we can't even agree on whether or not I should have apologized.
Yeah, well, I'm non-apologetic about that.
Tim, thanks for the phone call. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Tyson in St. Louis. Tyson, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, McGraw. I was going to call and say kudos on your opening monologue this hour with the apology.
Well, there you go. So, can't please everybody.
But it is a national show, and Trump is the prominent figure in the nation that everybody's talking about all the time.
He's the elephant in the room. Yeah, no, he's the elephant in the room. Yeah.
So I just want to talk about some facts instead of Trump. My understanding is that Iran has 900 pounds of enriched uranium at 60%, and that's the final step before making a nuclear weapon, and there's no other reason to have uranium enriched at 60%. So if we agree they shouldn't have a nuclear weapon, shouldn't we go get that uranium?
A lot of people are saying that. Trump is saying it's buried so beneath the mountain that it's going to take a while for them to get it. So, they've said everything. They said total regime change. They've said unconditional surrender. They said let's just leave it there. Last time they had a bombing run and they destroyed it forever. Now they're back 6 months later. So they've said everything. But to go and get it, the experts are going to tell you that it is going to cost you some treasure. It's going to cost you some lives and it's going to cost you some time. And how long and how much are we going to spend and how long are we going to put up with it? And how many soldiers and Americans are going to die trying to get this uranium?
I agree. It would definitely be a high cost. If we look at it from Iran's perspective, we're going to attack them because they don't have a nuclear weapon and we don't want them to have one. But if they can get one, we won't attack them anymore.
Well, look, this is also coming dangerously close to Iraqi have weapons of mass destruction, right? And then we have to go in because they used it before. They'll use it again. And no, they don't. Yes, they do. And we go in and they didn't have anything. And we spent 10 years there looking for it and never found it. And that debacle, right? We went into Vietnam. Why? Oh, the domino theory. If one turns communist, they'll all turn communist. And then they'll be running down Main Street and Russia will be owning our country. We have to stop them in Vietnam. So this is now, what, the third time in the last 50 years that we've claimed that we have to go do this. And each time, after the smoke's cleared, there's been all sorts of questions about were they ever really going to do anything. So I don't know the answer to this.
That's a really good point. I'll have to do some more research because I know that the UN was going into Iran to inspect their uranium because of the Obama deal. I wonder if they're the ones that said they had this uranium or if we're just making it up.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's well established that they've had some enriched uranium. Not enough, but they were in the process of creating it. And they buried it and they made it hard, but they're also playing a cat and mouse game. Right? And I don't think anybody wants a nuclear Iran, but we have a nuclear North Korea. But the question is how we had them in a box in a sense. It certainly wasn't perfect. But now I think if you were to talk to Trump, he would take that deal in a heartbeat. If you were truly talking to Trump, he'd take Obama's deal in a heartbeat right now, wouldn't he?
I think he probably would. And your point about North Korea is kind of what I'm getting at with Iran. We're not going to attack North Korea now because they have it.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Paxton, thanks for calling. Have a good day. All right, we're just getting started. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, open phones, more phone calls, more text messages. Straight ahead, back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
Yeah, you betcha. A couple lines open for you. Text line is rock and roll. We'll get to that here in a bit. Catherine in Vancouver, thanks for holding on. Welcome to America at Night.
Oh, hi, McGraw. I wanted to let you know that I heard an interview on the radio decades ago when Ted Bundy was executed, and he allowed James Dobson, which was, he used to lead up Focus on the Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I heard that full interview, and he allowed him to interview him the night before he was executed. So he admitted and came straight out and said it was definitely pornography that led him down the road he went down. And it was ever since he was little that he would find in the trash cans in the back alleys of pornography. And he said it grew from there. And he totally came clean with God, and he was at peace that he was going to pay his debt to society for what he had done. And it was a really, really good interview.
I suspect it was. That's interesting that James Dobson would go and do that interview. But look, Catherine, the truth is that, you know, Ted Bundy, serial killer, he might say that that's where his bad behavior started, but the truth is you just named the same experience for about 200 million boys. That's how almost every single young boy found out about pornography or something. Coming home from the bus, coming home from school, somebody's older brother, come over to my dad's house, let me show you. That was the first Playboy I ever saw. I was in.
Well, that was, you know, that's a really good point. That's awesome point. Because he made it that he fed into this all the years and it grew. And
I mean, every boy sees Playboy like that. One of them grows up to be Ted Bundy. Is it really pornography's fault? No, I'm not trying to somehow advocate for you know, nudie magazines. I'm just saying that I take, when people say things like that, I always take it with a little bit grain of salt. You know, the last thing I mean to do is to demean somebody who went through a difficult time or who had a rough upbringing or who was abused or anything like that. But there are all sorts of people who are abused, who have to go through terrible things, and they lead wonderful lives, right? I understand that. I'm not talking about Ted Bundy. I'm talking about people in general, right? I mean, there are people who have had terrible things done to them as children and have gone to lead very productive lives. and there are other people who've had terrible things happen to them as children, and use that as an excuse for never getting off the couch. And that's what I'm saying, right? And so there are people use it as an excuse. Some people use it as a crutch. Some people use it as motivation. And I understand not everyone's story is the same, and others, you know, there's some people who can handle tougher times than others, and I'm not trying to disparage somebody who's had a tough time because they've been abused or anything like that. I'm just saying that when Ted Bundy says something like that, I take it with a little bit of a grain of salt. That's all.
He admitted he was raised in a perfect home. He had nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
He said he was raised by Christian family. There's nothing. And he took total ownership of everything.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Great. All right. It was good. Okay.
Catherine, thanks for the phone call. The first time I ever saw a Playboy, I was third grade, coming home from the bus, got off at the bus stop, and one of the other kids says, "Hey, I know where there's a Playboy. You want to come see?" And I was like, sure. I had no idea what this guy was talking about. And we walked. It was, they were like building the subdivision in the neighborhood. And there was a whole bunch of construction pipes and wood and plywood and things like that. And hidden in one of the tubes or hidden under one of the this, he pulls out this magazine and there's a bunch of girls. And I was like, whoa. And growing up with a bunch of women, single mom and a bunch of women, I remember thinking like, whoa, that's, I shouldn't be looking at this. But I didn't go home and tell my mother. I kept it to myself because I think if I would have told her, I think I would have gotten the belt, to be honest with you, even though I was an innocent bystander in the whole thing. But no, I think I would have kept my mouth quiet. Another story breaking tonight. Not that we don't have enough stories already. We've got, the Artemis II landing safely. We've got, the talks with, J.D. Vance. And now we've got the news that Eric Swalwell, Democratic congressman, is accused of, one, the San Francisco Chronicle is accusing him. And then CNN is accusing him of women coming forward. Oh, well, they're not accusing him. They're reporting, I should say, that multiple accusations of sexual misconduct by a number of different women within his campaign. He is, you've seen him. He's one of the, TV congressmen? He's always on TV. He's always on MSNBC, though he used to be. He's a congressman and, very anti-Trump, very bombastic, very in your face. Probably one of the most dangerous places in Washington is between Eric Swalwell and a microphone. And he decided he was going to run. He ran for president for like 2 minutes. And, now he's going to run for governor, right? Newsom is now term limited out. And so Eric Swalwell is going to run for governor. Who knows what's going to happen after this San Francisco Chronicle story. They published an account of a woman, not named, but gave detailed descriptions of several sexual encounters. Hours later, CNN reported four women accusing him of a range of misconduct, including a former staff member who appears to be the same person that the San Francisco Chronicle made. Swalwell, the allegation says that Swalwell touched her on her thigh, tried to kiss her in the booth of a bar before bringing her to his hotel room. And from two women who said that he had sent them unsolicited photos of his unmentionables. Swalwell has immediately denied the allegations. Now, do I believe this? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Totally. Guilty as charged. He denies it. Okay, fine. He says the allegations are false, and they come on the eve of an election against the front runner for governor. He says, for nearly 20 years, I've served the public as a prosecutor and as a congressman, and I've always protected women. I will defend myself with the facts, and where necessary, bring legal action. Now, that's the San Francisco Chronicle, And that's CNN. Now, I'm guilty of believing mainstream media. Totally guilty. Does that make me a liberal? Does that make me a conservative? I don't know. But if this were allegations of a Republican congressman, yeah, I'd believe him. I'd believe the allegations. I'd believe the reporting. I believe that San Francisco Chronicle and CNN fact double check, triple check. They're not going to go out with something like this unless they've got some type of credible evidence of these women who go on the record. And are there women who make up these allegations? Yeah, once in a while. But the overwhelming majority of women, I don't know the number, but it's the overwhelming majority of women would never put themselves through something like this because they were getting paid or something along those lines. So when there are allegations against elected officials, I'm just telling you my bias. I'm telling you my agenda. I believe them. And what's so funny is I've been in talk radio for 30 years now. And when an allegation comes out of a Republican candidate, politician, elected official, for those who support and voted for that elected official, don't believe the allegations. Oh, it was in the New York Times, of course. No one believes the New York Times, right? But if it's an allegation in the New York Times about a candidate or a political operative or a political person that they disagree with, oh, well, it was in the New York Times. I mean, even the New York Times calls the guy out, so he's got to be guilty, right? It's so hilarious to me that people love to pick and choose the facts to supplement their argument, right? So I'm sure there are a bunch of Democrats out there who are saying, oh, no, clearly this guy didn't do it. Oh, no. This is some Republican dirty tricks campaign to get this guy, right? I believe him. I believe the women. Sorry. Guilty as charged. So you can call me a liberal, call me a conservative, but hopefully I'm here long enough to the next time there's an allegation of...
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
Republican who really thought that Donald Trump gave a hush money check written on the Resolute desk to Stormy Daniels, right? So you pick and choose the facts you want to believe to supplement your argument. That's all. So there is a little bit of hypocrisy going on. Paul in Ohio, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good evening, McGraw. Wasn't Jody Foster in the Bad News Bears?
I believe Jody Foster was in the Bad News Bears.
Yeah, and then the guy that tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan, he had an obsession with her, right?
Hinckley, I believe.
Yeah, Hinckley. Yes. So, yes. Yeah, oh, I just found, I love listening to your show, the Friday night deal where you guys talk about these movies. I had number one, and I was calling, which one was it? McGraw, I don't know.
You want me to tell you what it was?
What was the one that was not true?
Yeah, the vampires in the Wild West with the rodeo skills. That was the fake movie.
Was that one, two, or three?
That was two.
Oh, I missed it. All right.
If you're listening, wait a minute, if you're listening an hour behind, I give you the answer at the end of the segment.
Well, I was trying to call you, so I have to, you know, turn my radio down, turn my TV down, do all that stuff.
Okay.
So, anyway, all right. Thanks, girl. But I thought that that's what happened with Jodie Foster. She actually was a very well-known childhood actor, you know, from what I can remember.
Yes,
and I go way back.
I want to say she was also in the Partridge Family too for a couple of quick moments.
I remember the Partridge Family, but I can't remember exactly. You know, I remember David Cassidy.
Jodie Foster, I think was in Partridge Family, but then she was in Taxi Driver, right? That was her big movie.
Yeah.
That was her big breakout. And then she was in The Accused, and then she was in Silence of the Lambs. I think has she won two Academy Awards? She was in Panic Room, but personally, my favorite movie she was in was the movie Contact. Did you ever see the movie Contact?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the movie Contact.
I think I just watched it once, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think that is one of the best movies ever made.
We're talking about space.
Well, yeah. It is Robert Zemeckis, and it's dedicated to Carl Sagan, and apparently he wrote the book, and he sort of created this fictional world where aliens come and make contact with Earth. But the way he writes it, it isn't like science fiction like George Lucas did in Star Wars. It's like modern day America and what would happen if aliens make contact with America. And it is grounded in like reality, right? All of those things could actually happen. So I thought Contact was, right, it took the best of science fiction and the best of like modern day, you know, twisting it into like what would happen if. And I thought Contact was one of the best movies ever made. Still to this day stands the test of time. Yeah. Paul, I got to run. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You betcha.
You got it. Yeah, Jodie Foster in Contact. I think Contact, and I'm not a big sci-fi guy, but Contact is it's a young Matthew McConaughey, Rob Lowe, Tom Skerritt, who else is in Contact? Who's the other guy? James Woods. Yeah, no, that's a keeper. If you're looking for a good, Tom Skerritt's in it. Yeah. If you're looking for a good science movie this weekend, we'll come back and give you a couple more, but Contact, you can't do wrong with Contact. America at Night, back in a moment.
Miss a portion of tonight's show? Not a problem. Go to AmericaAtNightLive.com to find a replay of every show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The 2026 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Pittsburgh, April 23rd through 25th. Watch every pick live on NFL Network, ESPN, and ABC. NFL Network is also streaming with NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Subscription required for NFL Plus. Visit plus.nfl.com for terms. American Express, the official payments partner of the NFL.
multi-billion dollar settlement is paying claims for up to 21 years. If you were exposed to weed killers at work or at home, your rights are affected. If you or your family has or had non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you could receive $6,000 to $165,000 or more. This settlement impacts you even if you're not sick, because this blood cancer can take 10 to 15 years to appear. If you stay in the settlement, you give up your right to sue. Learn more at weedkillerclass.com or call 888-403-8201, paid for by the Roundup Settlement.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Furnished by USO.
Hey, we're going to finish things up, but we're going to finish with a correction. Paul, we hate to tell you, our crack staff here at Westwood One and America at Night did a little research. Tatum O'Neal was in Bad News Bears. We are sorry. I should have caught that. I apologize. But I was right. Jodie Foster was in The Partridge Family. The 1973 season, she was on three episodes. She played Julie Lawrence, and she developed a crush on Danny Bonaducci, a.k.a. Danny Partridge. And if you remember the famous scene that culminated where she punched him in the eye, which seems like a lot of people punched Danny Bonaducci in the eye throughout the years. I guess the first one was Jodie Foster. So there you go. There is there's your brush with greatness. So, Paul, I apologize. It was Tatum O'Neal in Bad News Bears. Still a great movie. Walter Matthau at his finest. Jack Hanley, remember him? Jack Hanley? Jack Hanley, right? That guy? He played the tough, brooding guy on the motorcycle with the great arm. I love Bad News Bears. Bad News Bears was great. I didn't see the remake, but I did see the one when they played in the Astrodome. Bob Watson coming out chanting, "Let them play." One of the greatest Hollywood movies ever. All right, music says we're done. I'm going to Duke Zebert's. How about that? Let's go meet up at Duke Zebert's and continue the conversation. Thanks for a great week, everybody. A historic night. We experienced it together, the landing of the Artemis II and the Orion spacecraft. Our executive director is Alex Hinton tonight. Our engineer is Richard Good, along with...
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Vance is warning Iran not to play the U.S. in this weekend's negotiations aimed at ending their war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston files this report.
As he departed Washington for the talks in Pakistan, the vice president said the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. But he said the U.S. delegation would not be receptive if Iran tries to play us. The vice president, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions, told reporters that President Trump provided some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking at the National Action Network's convention, former Vice President Kamala Harris says she's considering another presidential run.
I am thinking about it in the context of then, you know, is who and where and how can the best job be done for the American people? That's how I'm thinking about it. I'll keep you posted.
The first astronauts to visit the moon in more than half a century are home and safe. Artemis II's crew of four emerged from their lunar capsule after a splashdown in the Pacific Friday evening and were flown by helicopter to the Navy's recovery ship. The three Americans and one Canadian set a distance record for space travel during their lunar flyby, surpassing NASA's Apollo 13. Artemis II's astronauts didn't land on the moon or even orbit it. They instead ducked behind the moon's far side and captured views never before seen by the human eye, along with a total solar eclipse. Authorities say five people have been charged with murder in a deadly Northern California explosion at a fireworks warehouse that killed seven people. Yolo County Deputy District Attorney Clara Nebity said Friday the charges stem from a grand jury indictment that found five people guilty for the explosion. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed.
You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Now in movie theaters from Sight and Sound Films.
George Whitfield has arrived to awaken the colonies.
One man was led by faith.
Arise! Come!
The other was a man of reason.
I am just the lightning rod.
And who is the sauce, Ben?
In movie theaters nationwide, an unlikely friendship shaped a nation.
One candle illuminates a thousand.
A great awakening. Now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13.
Babies too young to be vaccinated are among the most vulnerable in measles outbreaks like the one in South Carolina, which is the largest the U.S. has seen in decades.
Infants lack protection against the disease and are more likely to suffer severe complications or die. They completely depend on herd immunity, which requires just about everyone to be vaccinated. But dropping vaccination rates have eroded protection in South Carolina and across the country. South Carolina's outbreak, totaling about 1,000 cases, has slowed, but measles is spreading in many states, and the U.S. is on the verge of losing its status as a country that has eliminated measles. Rich Thomason reporting.
Rory McIlroy is turning the Masters into a victory lap. The defending champion birdied six of the last seven holes for a tournament best 65. He also set a Masters record for the largest 36-hole lead by putting six shots between him and his closest challengers. Sam Burns and Patrick Reed are tied for second. Breaking news at townhall.com. It's a tragic story with a fatal outcome. An abusive husband in Scotland is sentenced to prison for his wife's suicide. More on the story from correspondent Charles Deladesma.
Kimberly Milne jumped to her death in Scotland in July 2023, but prosecutors in a landmark case say she was driven to do it by her husband's physical abuse. Lee Milne was sentenced to 8 years in prison following his conviction in Glasgow's High Court for culpable homicide and engaging in abusive behaviour. It's the first case in which Scottish prosecutors asked jurors to find an abusive spouse responsible for the death of a victim who takes her own life. Prosecutor Laura Button said Lee Milne physically and psychologically abused Kimberly. He deliberately and ruthlessly exploited Kimberly's vulnerabilities, which makes him culpable for her decision to end her own life. I'm Charles Deladesma.
You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
It's April. Time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Join us for the Chicks and Chaps fundraiser luncheon Saturday, May 2nd at the Reading Senior Center from 10:30 to 2:30 with special guest speakers Dr. Allen and Dr. Sackfield. Don't miss your chance for an exhilarating ride on Wreck-It Ralph and a chance to bid on a one-of-a-kind Chicks and Chaps belt buckle. Get your tickets today at readingrodeo.com. Just click on the Chicks and Chaps tab. Thank you to our sponsors Reading Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Gold Mark Jewelers, Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Regional Cancer Center, Four Winds Jewelry, and this radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Democrat Party and all the hijinks that they've been pulling, all that good stuff. Man, oh man, I am telling you. Have you seen in California, they have adult daycare. They have adult daycare, which I think is probably needed for every adult in California, given the mental issues that Democrats have, and it's California. $19.8 million. This is great. It's Nick Shirley reporting the news again, and not 60 Minutes or ABC fake news or CNN, God forbid. $18.9 million adult daycare in California. And when Nick Shirley got there without an ABC News camera crew in tow, but he had his phone with him, there were no adults at the adult daycare center and no information on how to enroll your grandmother in the adult daycare center. And the phone number that is posted doesn't actually go anywhere, isn't hooked up, isn't connected. But they're collecting millions of tax dollars for running a non-existent. It's kind of like the Learing Center in Minnesota. They have the adult daycare center and millions and millions. And now it turns out it's billions and billions because Democrats set up these operations with their buddies. And then their buddies collect all the money. And then it's a big lie. They're criminals. See, that's the thing about this. They're scamsters and grifters, and they're criminals, is the bottom line. Use whatever words you'd like. Amazing stuff. This was a funny murder. You know, I've talked about this many times. The Democrats can make murder funny. How do they make murder funny? That's completely crazy. Well, the Democrats bring in gang members from Haiti who murder women with hammers, and then the Democrats blame it on Trump. Because of the mental illness of the one of the many mental illnesses. But here's a CNN headline. Now, first, I should say that in Florida, an illegal alien from Haiti, you know where barbecue, the cannibal, comes from. Another illegal alien, this one from Haiti, murdered a woman. By doing what, Michael? By bashing her head in with a hammer, you know, a carpenter's hammer, a claw hammer, and it's kind of an amazing. There's video, and the Haitian smashes the head of the woman and kills her, and runs at her, slams her in the head, knocks her to the ground, and then goes after her like she really needed a good hammering, and bashed her head until it's soup, right? And so the illegal alien murders a woman. Oh, by the way, the woman that he murdered, an immigrant also, but pay no attention to that. And it happened last week. The President Trump then posted something about this murder of Robert Joaquim, 40 years old, now charged with murder and criminal damage, just in case. Fort Myers, Florida, broad daylight murder last Friday, week ago today, Fort Myers gas station in Florida. And the illegal alien criminal from Haiti, who was released into our country by the worst president in history, crooked Joe Biden, and the radical Democrats in Congress, just beat an innocent woman to death with a hammer at a gas station in Florida, President Trump wrote on Truth Social. The video of her brutal slaying is one of the most vicious things you will ever see. This one killing should be enough for these radical judges to stop impeding my administration's immigration policies. But the Democrats, they like more murder. The Democrats are the party of murder. More Democrats, more murder. So this one, and honestly, what is she, George Floyd? You know that the nice lady, the Ukrainian refugee that was butchered on a trolley in North Carolina, butchered by a psychopath who had been arrested 14 times and released 14 times by Democrats so that he could murder a refugee from the war in Ukraine. And what's her name? Irina? Yeah, Irina Zarutska. Irina Zarutska. And she's not George Floyd, is she? She's not George Floyd. And this lady, an immigrant, a legal immigrant, presumably in the United States, murdered by the illegal alien from Haiti, will not become a household name because the Democrats don't care about human life. They care about terrorizing America and politics. They care about political power. But honestly, if Irina Zarutska is not a household name, but George Floyd is, what does that tell you about the Democrat Party? It tells you that they're not the police, but they are the murderer on the trolley, on the train where she was murdered. And now we got another one, an illegal alien from Haiti, murders a woman with a hammer, and murdered her real good, and the hammer and the swinging, it is pretty gruesome video. Everything's on video now, you know. But the Democrats don't care about the normal people and legitimate people being murdered all over the place because of them. And it is 100% because of them. Their open borders, their release the criminal 14 times until he murders somebody with a knife. And it's Irina Zarutska, the Ukrainian refugee. And they pretend to care so deeply and profoundly about women, big lie. About immigrants, big lie. About refugees, big lie. About human life, big lie. That's the big macro lie. But this is a pretty amazing story. So this illegal alien, Robert Joaquim, he's been arrested, and he shouldn't have been here in the first place, but the Democrats. Now we got a new murderer, a new illegal alien, and it's the woman he murdered, a mother of two, and she's a black woman, and he's a black man, he's a Haitian black man, and he's an illegal alien. And he murdered this mother of two with a hammer in a gruesome way. And the Democrat Party really doesn't care. But, in fact, not only do they not care, here is the CNN story on this murder. Listen to this. The headline. Trump. The first word in the headline is Trump. What does Trump have to do with it? Trump posts graphic video of deadly hammer attack in Florida. Comma, putting renewed focus on immigration debate. They say CNN, they turned into a Trump story because isn't everything a Trump story? You know, the Democrats, Trump derangement syndrome, CNN, Trump derangement syndrome. Trump, wait a minute, the lead is Trump? Shouldn't the lead be the poor innocent woman that was murdered by an illegal alien with a hammer? Not at CNN. At CNN, it should be, what did Trump do? Right? Because they're very severely mentally ill. They genuinely are. And I'd like to feel sorry for them, but that's impossible at this point because they're grotesque and corrupt and all that good stuff. Just amazing. Yeah, arrested after killing a Florida mother of two with a hammer. And isn't that okay? Because Democrats. And it really is just, it's that simple because Democrats. The adult daycare fraud in California, in the billions now, talking about $6.3 billion on that one. And Democrats is the answer. That is, in fact, the correct answer. Just amazing stuff. So illegal alien, Haiti, hammer, lady, mother of two, head bashed in, Democrats, CNN, don't care. CNN said, well, you know, we don't care about human life. We're the left. How can we attack Trump? Hey, wait a minute. Trump posted something about this murder. What's he doing? Trying to draw attention to the immigration debate? CNN calls it the immigration debate. You know, you're debating at a lot of funerals, aren't we? CNN, you mental dwarves. Just extraordinary. So I want to update you on that. And, you know, I just love Trump post graphic video of deadly hammer attack in Florida, putting renewed focus on immigration debate. Trump will see that and say, good. That's exactly what I wanted to do. And what CNN wants to do is make sure that no attention is brought to the massacre going on across the country, usually of women, always by illegal aliens. And the Democrat Party really doesn't care. Yes, sir. Also, HBO has, they have TV shows. They make TV shows. They make one called The Pit about Pittsburgh. I don't think that's a flattering thing. And they made an episode on the TV show. It's on HBO. It's on HBO, which is owned by Megacorp. And, you know, they own CNN and all that stuff. And the show The Pit, they've got an episode that has stirred up a lot of controversy with Democrats because ICE took an illegal alien into custody who was injured. And so ICE brought the illegal alien criminal to a hospital. And when they get to the hospital, there's a bit of a dust-up because there are Democrats there. And then a nurse ends up being arrested. And, oh, no, see, Trump. And it's all propaganda. It's all the Soviet-style propaganda of the Democrat Party owning information dominance in the United States at HBO. And everywhere you turn, it's Democrat Party propaganda. And apparently it's bad news to arrest people that are illegal. You know, illegal immigration is illegal. Democrats don't know that because they use the words, but they don't know what the words mean. Isn't that amazing? And I want to share that story with you. Also, very upset. This is funny. The BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, the U.S., the United States of America, has let in 4,499 refugees since October. Since October, that's 4,500 refugees since October. Listen to this headline. All but three were South African. All but three were South African. So out of 4,499, apparently 4,496 of them were South African, and the other three were Haitian, and they're murdering people with hammers. The Democrats want more of those. President Donald Trump's overhaul of U.S. refugee policies has created a major shift in the number of nationalities of people admitted to the country, U.S. government data shows. Since October of 2025, how many months was that? 5 months, 6 months? 4,499 refugees were resettled in the U.S. According to the Biden people did that every day, and they did that in your daughter's school. You know, 4,500 illegal alien refugees in your daughter's school in the shower room because they're all transgender. Resettled in the U.S. according to Refugee Processing Center, all except three from Afghanistan were from South Africa. Huh, three were from Afghanistan. I wonder if they brought any of our tanks or helicopters with them, because Joe Biden gifted everyone a helicopter or an armored vehicle in Afghanistan when he got 13 Americans killed. The Democrat Party is, they're just not good. Michael Moore, you know, the corpulent, he used to be decades ago a bad documentary filmmaker. The left loved him because it's all left-wing propaganda, America-hating propaganda. Well, he's back, and he still hates America. Turns out that we are the bad guys, and Iran is the greatest civilization ever. They're really not on our side. Lebanon continues to try to exterminate the Jewish race, and the Democrats are on the side of Hezbollah in Lebanon. I've got your NATO chief for you again today, John Boltneck Carey. Artemis 2 splashdown this evening off the west coast of the United States because we've got a fun space program going. Communist-running New York City has got plans for Times Square on our 250th anniversary, Zohran Kwame Mandami. And President Trump has a thing or two to say about Tucker Carlson Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly, and Alex Jones. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When your money gets tight, you have to make some tough choices. Do you pay the mortgage, pay the credit cards, or pay the IRS? For lots of people, taxes get pushed aside until the letters start, then the threats, then the action, bank levies, wage garnishments. You can stop worrying. The IRS is offering new opportunities to help you resolve your back taxes, and Guardian Tax knows how it all works. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, you may qualify to reduce your total tax debt by a very significant amount, even if you're years behind on filing. But timing matters, and so does who you trust. Guardian Tax knows the system and how to work it in your favor. They step in, deal with the IRS directly, and fight to protect what you've worked so hard to earn. In today's economy, you can't afford to lose more. Call Guardian Tax now for a free confidential consultation. 800-404-7543. 800-404-7543. Don't wait for the IRS to make the next move. Make yours first. Call now. 800-404-7543.
Results may vary. Advantage Gold, one of America's top precious metals companies, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit, valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver, but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult with your financial and tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Many of our most important memories are made at school, but for children with clefts, like Victoria, the classroom can be a place of fear and isolation. Everything changed after one life-transforming surgery made possible by SmileTrain. SmileTrain partners with local experts to support with free cleft surgeries and other comprehensive care, empowering children to thrive in school and in life. Let's help every child walk into the classroom with confidence. Visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
We've got a great deal, as is so often the case, to get to. Yeah, the communist running New York City is proves that he's anti-American again. CNN declared Michael J. Fox to be dead. The actor, you know, Michael J. Fox. And Michael J. Fox jumped in and said, "Actually, I'm fine." It's like Monty Python, the Holy Grail. I feel fine. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Greg, calling from Rockville, Maryland. Gregory, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. That's why we're here, baby.
Love this. Love your show, sir. Always will.
Very kindly.
I just want to say real quick, Maryland. So I was on Twitter, on the Twitters, and Maryland's House of Delegates. They voted to push through a bill that will ban essentially Glock-style pistols across the state. A Republican delegate, has highlighted it, and he made the point that it passed many bills this session now, the Democrats, to protect people in the nation unlawfully, in our nation state unlawfully, illegally. But at the same time, they're going to try to, you know, restrict the rights of citizens to protect themselves with, you know, commonly and, you know, beloved tools like the Glock pistol, the Glock style pistol. So it's just crazy, man. These guys, these people are literally disarming the citizens while they bring in people like you pointed out and highlighted that are, you know, violent. Many of them are not vetted. Many of them have, you know, I mean, the guy in Chicago has a 7-year-old brain. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, people have to wake up. I mean, this seems like a Cloward Piven type strategy to me. I mean, if you're going to just let anyone in and at the same time disarm the citizen, it screams of planned chaos, planned Cloward Piven collapse to me.
Yeah, well, I think you're onto them, Greg, honestly. And it's true, WBOC has the story, and Maryland lawmakers fast-track bill targeting Glock-style handguns. Targeting Glock style, or whatever Glock style handgun is, semi-automatic. Popular handgun could soon be outlawed in Maryland as lawmakers in Annapolis pass legislation targeting Glocks.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's time to saddle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls to say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the ritz. Cool blast hitting heat.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Redding Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Kind of, if you need to save a few bucks, stop paying for 12 different streaming services a year. Oh, it's so much better than cable, and it's so much less expensive. And then, yeah, but you're paying for every channel a la carte. But never mind that. CNN apologizes after erroneously reporting beloved star Michael J. Fox died. He had not died. Beloved actor Michael J. Fox, a prominent advocate for Parkinson's disease research, since he has been afflicted with Parkinson's, is alive and doing great, according to his representatives. The actor spoke out following a CNN article and video titled "Remembering the Life of Actor Michael J. Fox." That was it, despite no other reports that the actor was anything but thriving. CNN's post has since been taken down, as you might imagine, since it's his obituary, and then he called in to say, why did you just post my obituary and air my obituary? They didn't do it on CNN proper on the cable television, but on their streaming online, right? CNN's post has since been taken down, but not before being captured by TMZ. TMZ, because they break more news than the New York Times. TMZ does in an amazing. And TMZ grabbed video and posted, exclusive, Michael J. Fox is alive. Despite concern after CNN's remembering post. That's a TMZ posted pretty funny stuff. And CNN posted, now here's what happens. TV news organizations, they will produce ahead of time the video product that they want for the obituary, you know, the day that, let's say, Joe Biden dies, right? Not, I wish him nothing but the best, but the day that it could happen. The day that Joe Biden dies. CNN already has a video stored of Joe Biden's obituary with nice music and pretty pictures, and it's very sad. It's very positive, and he was a great president, right? And all that good stuff. And they had one for Michael J. Fox. They made one. They do this for a lot of people. Just have them in the library. So should that day come, you're ready to go. You don't have to start crashing on producing a story, an obituary on Michael J. Fox, since he has Parkinson's or something like that, right? And TMZ then posted, uncertainty about Michael's well-being stirred after CNN shared an article and video titled Remembering the Life of Actor Michael J. Fox. There were no reports of his passing, and the post has since been deleted. Michael Piercy, who goes onto the internet and he can find stuff, CNN posted the video, the obituary for Michael J. Fox. And that's, oh, they told, really? TMZ didn't keep it? Is that the TMZ thing? Okay. Well, that's, CNN posted it, and then Michael J. Fox came on and said, excuse me, CNN, hey, it's Michael J. Fox, I'm not quite dead. I'm still right here.
I'm not dead!
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he won't be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Ah, yes. CNN and Michael J. Again, they've taken, I keep saying it because it's so true, they've taken things that used to be Monty Python comedy, and they turn them into reality. Almost every day, there's a new one where it's, well, wait a minute, wasn't that a Saturday Night Live skit 25 years ago? And now you guys are turning it into reality. Yes, yes, you are. Just pretty amazing stuff.
Burns was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. He was then transferred to a better hospital where doctors upgraded his condition to alive.
See, there you go. That's the Michael J. Fox story at CNN. Just amazing. And Michael J. Fox had to come out himself and say, hello, I'm okay, I'm right over here. And CNN said, hey, maybe this story didn't meet our journalistic standards. Isn't it they always say when they get caught red-handed with their BS? Just amazing stuff. You know, Michael J. Fox, all kinds of good stuff. What, Back to the Future and family, what is it, family ties, and he was Alex P. Keaton. He was a conservative teenager who wore a tie to high school and carried a briefcase, right? And it was a funny character because he didn't have his head wedged into a dark and remote location. And, he had to come out and say, hey, CNN, not so fast, maybe. Yes, sir, I'm telling you. Oh, and Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, another leftist dimwit, low IQ, slams Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who is much, much smarter than he is, and better looking, too. She looks like Jake LaMotta at the end of his career, which is a thing. So many stories to get to today. In Philadelphia, Uber Eats has deployed robots in the city. And it's Philadelphia, so the robots are already being attacked and mugged. Yeah, the robots are being violently attacked by, what are they, Michael? Oh, Democrats. They're being violently attacked by Democrats. Just extraordinary. These people, there's something terribly, terribly wrong with them. Yes, sir. And Melania Trump posted a video yesterday that's gotten a lot of attention, and rightly so. She doesn't do it all the time. Melania Trump posted a video about Jeffrey Epstein. And the news media, it turns out, was planning on smearing Melania Trump with Jeffrey Epstein falsehoods. And so Melania Trump got out in front of it, as they say in Washington, to slap it down. And now the media is attacking her for posting the video because they're fascists. You know, that's the thing. Armband wearing, goose-stepping, Sudetenland annexing. Democrats, you know how they are. Yes, sir. All right, let's take another phone call. Also, you see the great Kit Kat heist of 2026. This is a pretty crazy story. Have that coming up as well. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Sue, calling from Damascus, Maryland. Sue, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for taking my call. And thank you for the story about the young mother that was hammered to death.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as you look at these, it's not just illegals, but also regular folks. There's so much black-on-white crime. And every time you turn around, it's another crime, like that young woman from Ukraine. They're murdered by blacks, black-on-white. And I think the public deserves to know, when these stories surface, like when that little 17-month-old was killed, I think we ought to know who's the victim, what's the race of the victim, and what's the race of the perpetrator. Because after George Floyd, and remember, that area was the home of the knockout game, and we had apple picking up here in Baltimore, which was groups of black thugs that was targeting young whites, whether mostly young white males. And after that happened, you know, all these blacks came forward and said, oh, you know, I have to have the talk with my son. Well, guess what? I have to have the talk with my son, too. And I have to, just like Jesse Jackson said, if I know someone's following me down a dark street and I turn around and I see that's a white person, I get a little more relieved. And I'm sick and tired of seeing all this black-on-white crime. These people should be charged with hate crimes. And all of this stuff should be out in the open. The media should be displaying it because we have a right to know the amount of crime that's being perpetrated on young white people by blacks. And if the truth came out, people would be astounded at the type of crime that's happening to white folks in this country being perpetrated by black criminals.
Well, you're not wrong about any of that, certainly. And in fact, if you look at the crimes being committed by typically black males, but by black people against other black people, the numbers are off the charts as well. Honestly, some of them are quite horrible. If we had any black leadership in this country, we had Barack Obama as president of the United States for 8 years, and he didn't say a word about it or lift a finger because he's a commie, basically. But honestly, for black males between the ages of 1 and 44, the primary cause, the most frequent cause of death is homicide. Homicide. Black males, 1 to 44, homicide is frequently the leading cause of death. That is to say, in an average year, a typical year, pretty amazing stuff. And here's a stat, cities like Washington, D.C., black males represented up to 96% of homicide victims. And just by the way, about 96% of the people committing murder. And in fact, I was studying this recently, 4.5% of black males, 4.5% of black males will commit homicide, will murder somebody in their lifetimes. Almost 5%, almost 1 in 20 will commit murder in their lifetimes. That should be considered to be a crisis. And, you know, Jesse Jackson is gone, but he never said anything about it. Barack Obama's not gone, but he might as well be. And, you know, these numbers for black crime, black on black crime, black on everybody else crime, absolutely crazy. Now we got the illegal alien from Haiti that smashed in the head of the lady from Bangladesh in Florida at the gas station. And that's just considered to be perfectly normal. But I got to say, Sue, I think you mentioned George Floyd. You know, the Democrats make a national icon, a national hero out of George Floyd, who is a career criminal and a junkie with fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system when he's passing counterfeit $20 bills to an actual immigrant, illegal immigrant, running his Bogota, as Dr. Jill Biden would call it, his neighborhood store. And George Floyd died of cardiac failure, according to the autopsy. And the Democrats jailed the police officer, and then a Democrat stabbed the police officer, Derek Chauvin, 22 times in jail, because they put him there, tried to put him there for life. The Democrat Party is on the side of crime. The Democrat Party is, and they don't lift a finger, they don't say a word about this, these absolutely crazy numbers of crime and homicide, on black people and by black people. And that is a national epidemic, a pandemic, if you will, and a crisis. And if there were anyone representing the interests of the so-called black community, it's not really a community. They call everything a community. But, you know, the intelligence community, it's not a community. But it's just extraordinary stuff.
Well, Chris, can I just say one other thing? I love the story about the 5,000 the 5,000 South Africans being brought over here, because I pulled my kids out of public school and ended up homeschooling them. And they called me down to Rockville because I had filled out those cards wrong. I had said that my kids were Native American. And when I said, well, look at my choices, there was no other thing that I could pick but Native American, and I refused to change it. And then a friend of ours moved over here with three tow-headed kids, blue eyes, from Johannesburg, and we marched them down to Rockville and had them register as African American. And they went crazy. They went crazy over that. But this racial, you know, it's open season on white people in America in the 250th anniversary of our country, and I don't recall anybody named Mohammed on the Mayflower or anybody named Juarez on the Mayflower. And this country was not built on the backs of black people. It was built on the backs of citizens. And we are not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of citizens. And I'm sick and tired of the media and the Democrat Party thinking it's okay to have open season on white folks. I'm sick of it. And I want the racial makeup of these criminals and the crimes they're perpetrating against white folks in this country. I want that information released. And then see what they have to say. If you notice even right now, Chris, if it's a really thuggish criminal, they'll say the suspect is a black. But if it's something great, they'll say the subject is African American.
Well, it would be, well, they don't even do that normally. It would be racist to identify, according to the American news media. But one of the items here, black Americans comprise roughly 13% of the population of the United States, but account for more than 50% of gun homicides. And wait a minute, black males are only about 6% of the population. More than 50% of homicides. Someone should pay attention to that. There might be a problem there. The Democrats don't think that's a problem. It's only human life.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When your money gets tight, you have to make some tough choices. Do you pay the mortgage, pay the credit cards, or pay the IRS? For lots of people, taxes get pushed aside until the letters start, then the threats, then the action, bank levies, wage garnishments. You can stop worrying. The IRS is offering new opportunities to help you resolve your back taxes, and Guardian Tax knows how it all works. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, you may qualify to reduce your total tax debt by a very significant amount, even if you're years behind on filing. But timing matters, and so does who you trust. Guardian Tax knows the system and how to work it in your favor. They step in, deal with the IRS directly, and fight to protect what you've worked so hard to earn. In today's economy, you can't afford to lose more. Call Guardian Tax now for a free confidential consultation. 800-404-7543. 800-404-7543. Don't wait for the IRS to make the next move. Make yours first. Call now. 800-404-7543.
Results may vary.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plan starts at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Dad's going to be far side. Good.
What should I do with my dress?
Do the wiggle.
What does it feel like when you're down or having a bad day?
It feels sad, like you just don't want to do anything.
All my little emotions in my head is just running crazy. I don't know what to do. Like,
as a teacher or coach, do you ever feel overwhelmed supporting kids' mental health?
I had never experienced players being so down that they can't even participate.
You're just in tears in the huddle. I didn't know what to do.
Teachers need tons of help.
Kids Mental Health Foundation offers educational materials to help guide conversations with our students.
It's so important that we are constantly educating ourselves.
It's the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation has free tools and information developed by experts, because kids' mental health starts with all of us. Scan the QR code or check out KidsMentalHealthFoundation.org to get started.
Furnished by Kids Mental Health Foundation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Man.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Man.
All right, and we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones, talk to the nice people. 202. Excuse me, it's not 202, it's 866, you know the number. I'm going to go to Roy before I run out the clock. Go to Roy in Manassas, Virginia. Roy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how we doing today?
Just great, Roy. What do you say?
Did I hear Lib Mike say that he was in the intelligence?
Yes, that's correct. Defense Intelligence Agency, a career.
That's very scary to me, because he doesn't have any. Okay, listen, Chris, I got a plan. It's going to be a little compromise from both sides.
All right.
To work. Okay, we keep the illegals, and we deport the Democrats. I'm pretty sure we'll all be safer.
We'd probably all be safer, and, we'd get more done. We'd get more work done. We'd build more things. Maybe they'd steal less stuff and kill fewer people than the Democrats. That's a very interesting idea, Roy. I like that. And also, when I saw your name on the board, Roy, I was reminded of the Reverend Al Sharpton yesterday. Had Ro Khanna on his... He's got a show, apparently. And when you hear this Reverend Al Sharpton stuff. So Roy's idea, deport the Democrats, keep the illegals. We might make out better that way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.